Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Yes, you are marvelous. How is our marvelous fans are doing right now? This is the biggest 3-day weekend online. This is the marvelous radio show finishing off the third day of the 3-day weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. It's Father's Day. Today is Father's Day and also the first day of summer. So let's give this double dose of Will Smith right here.
Drum, please. Here it is, the food, flight, trash, form. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. The cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe the cool romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't close, it don't dissect it. And think of the summers of the past, a challenge of face to let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back for this summertime. Out the fellas and tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Hugging at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. Turn around and see what you're beaving at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you up to get you quick for the summertime. I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. The basketball court in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. I've been on water plugs and a full time state. Break, keep your crib, change your clothes once more. As you're invited to a barbecue to start before. Sitting with your friends, you all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I say back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark up nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ standing the tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then six, the clock falls brown. You just sit wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go through the summertime, hang out and go to like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, flies with a beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they've been all day waxin', cleanin' to the side, but you can't see through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the fresh entry to definition of summer madness.
Oh,
Now, that is a very sensitive subject.
Daddy loves you.
for the rest of your life.
Really good song. What's your mom pay for this dance?
Yes, that was someone else, Will Smith, a.k.a. the Fresh Prince, one half of the Pioneer Grammy Award-winning rap duo, DJ Jesse Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They were the first rap group to rap artist to actually win a Grammy for a song, Parents Just Don't Understand, which was the very first rap song to actually win a Grammy in any category. Well, particularly in the rap category. And I just want to mention that. He had a song, a duo, I guess partially a duo, with his oldest son, Trey, I think, with that song, Just the Two of Us. And that was from his album, Big Willie Style, his solo album. And I think that's pretty much the last album that he made. I think one of the last albums that he made when he just basically became strictly an actor. And before that, he had the song Summertime, which was basically just a modernized hip-hop version of Summer Madness. And those who don't know what I'm talking about, Summer Madness is the baseline in Summertime came from the song Summer Madness, which was an instrumental by Kool & the Gang. I'll play a little bit just in case you don't know.
Yes, it's 3:45, going on 3:46 right now. Here in Macon, Georgia, it's 94 degrees right now, 94 degrees with a high of 97 and a low of 73, low 73 degrees. Just want to let all our Central Georgia listeners know that there is a severe thunderstorm warning coming across. It just started 3:45. It just started 20 minutes ago, and it's a storm warning. There's going to be a thunderstorm going to Upson County and Crawford County. That's so far that we know. It's going to be in a severe thunderstorm warning that's headed toward Upson County and Crawford County. In fact, this is from a National Weather Service, has a heat storm warning until 4:15 p.m. in the counties of Crawford County and Upson County. At 3:27 p.m. Eastern Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Thomaston, which is not that far from Macon, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Other locations in the warning include, I guess, surrounding counties. It's, as I said, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until, 4:30 p.m. for Taylor County, PM. And at 3:46 p.m. Eastern Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Junction City, or 10 miles west of Butler, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Other locations in the thunderstorm warning include, but are not limited to, Butler County, Reynolds, Rupert, Potterville, Charing, Wesley Church, Hickling Mill, Mauch, and Howard. There's also severe thunderstorm warning effective until 4:15 p.m. for the counties of Crawford County and Upson County. Just want to let you all know that. To all our Middle Georgia listeners, just be careful. Like I said, you know, even though it is, there is a thunderstorm, but definitely keep yourself cool because it is still hot, particularly in Macon. It's not even sunny. I think we may be getting that storm somewhere nearby here, if I'm not mistaken. Matter of fact, I'm kind of glad that I did start this show around 3:30 instead of 3 o'clock. Well, I'd be running around with my head cut off, trying to keep myself cool because of this weather and trying to get the show started without having any technical difficulties throughout the program. Anyway, I just want to let you all know there's been some news, some updates about the escaped convicts who bust out of jail, had a jailbreak 2 weeks ago. This will be 2 weeks since yesterday, Saturday. Been 2 weeks since they've been on the run. Last week, I've heard that that the law may be able to find them somewhere on the New York and Pennsylvania state borders. So hopefully they may be able to corner these two convicts. So we'll stay in touch. I'll give you some more updates on them, possibly maybe in the next weekend's broadcast. Just wanted to let you all know. It's 3:49 p.m., going on 3:50 p.m. If you just tune in, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And right now, I have some updates. And here is the news. This is from Judy L. Thomas from the Kansas City Star. A white supremacist group cited an online manifesto. And this is from Kansas City, Missouri. A Missouri white nationalist organization has surfaced in a manifesto possibly written by the suspect in the Charleston, South Carolina church massacre. The Council of Conservative Christian Citizens, a St. Louis-based group that promotes the preservation of the white race, was mentioned in the document by the writer, who said his website helped usher him into the white nationalist movement. The organization, which some experts consider to be the largest grassroots white nationalist group in the country, could not be reached on Saturday, yesterday. The manifesto was included on a website that appeared Saturday, yesterday, on social media. Authorities were working to verify whether it was actually written by Dylan Roof, who was charged with killing 9 people during a Wednesday night Bible study at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston. In the document, the writer says that the event that truly awakened me was the Trayvon Martin case, referring to the 17-year-old unarmed black student who was fatally shot by George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer in Sanford, Florida in 2012. The case prompted the writer to conduct a Google search for the phrase black on white crime. The document said, and I have never been the same since that day, quote unquote. That the first website the writer came across was the Council of Conservative Citizens, according to the manifesto. It says that those, it says, added upon this, says, quote, there are pages upon pages of these brutal black on white murders, quote unquote, it said. I was in disbelief at this moment. I realized that something was very wrong. How could the news be blowing up the Trayvon Martin case while hundreds of these black and white murders got ignored, quote unquote. Those who monitor extremist groups said the writer's description of coming across the council's website is significant, if indeed he is Roof. Let's see. And that was from Miss Judy Thomas of the Kansas City Star. And some other news. Let's see. There's a... I have something from Wire Reports. Police check out on new lead on escaped New York prisoners. This is from Friendship New York. A search for the two killers landed yesterday, Saturday, in New York's southern tier near the Pennsylvania border. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about previously. About 350 miles from the prison where they escaped 2 weeks ago. The New York State Police spokesman Bo Duffy said officers were investigating a possible sighting of the prisoners in Allegheny County. A person spotted two men yesterday, near a railroad line that runs along Route 20 in the town of Friendship, New York, state police said. And police concentrated the search in the area along the route and Interstate 86, I-86. David Sweat and Richard Matt escaped June 6, a little over 2 weeks ago, from the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora near the Canadian border. Wow. That is something. Some other news that we have, also, there's been a case of 84 people dead in India after drinking toxic homemade liquor. This is from Mumbai, India. At least 84 people have died after consuming homemade liquor in a poor neighborhood outside Mumbai, formerly known as Bombay, of course. 5 people were arrested and 8 police officers suspended pending an investigation how the illicit liquor was allowed to be sold over the counter from a neighborhood shack, the city's police commissioner Rakesh Maria told local media. Says the deaths occurred in the Lazmi Nagar slum in the suburb of Malad, a fast-growing area north of Mumbai. Officials said all the victims consumed this liquor on Wednesday night and had apparently died from methanol poisoning. Methanol is a simple alcohol that can damage the central nervous system in humans, which was reportedly added to a batch of homemade liquor to increase its potency, according to the police. The concoction was sold for 10 rupees a glass, or about 15 cents. Wow, 15 cents for a drink? Cheap country liquor is commonly available in India, and scores of people routinely die from consuming this toxic brew. Well, I mean, you got to be careful. You got to be careful when you take something, man. Food or drink, that's definitely for sure. Speaking of beverages, even though there's going to be a thunderstorm coming up soon in the central Georgia area, please, please don't forget to hydrate. Don't forget to hydrate. Do not forget to hydrate. You need 64 ounces of water every day, a minimum of 64 ounces of water, which is half a gallon. And if you don't know how much, that's about as big as a 2-liter, just slightly less than a 2-liter bottle, just slightly, because a 2-liter bottle is 67.6 ounces. So if you're going to drink about a water, daily amount of water is about a 2-liter bottle worth. I'm not saying you have to drink that 2-liter bottle all in one sitting. You just got to I guess maybe one every two, maybe 3 or 4 hours, I guess. Just to pace yourself. You don't have to drink that whole half a gallon in one sitting. Just like those half liter bottles that you get, those bottle waters that you get in bulk over at, I guess like Kroger, Walmart, Rite Aid, CVS, and all those other places. I mean, they're like about 16.9 ounces, roughly 17 ounces. So if you're able to drink at least four of them, you should be good. You should be okay, because that's the minimum amount. If you were able to drink four of those half-liter water bottles that you get, at the grocery store, you pretty much got your daily supply, your minimum daily supply, I should say. Some other news, Confederate flag sets off debate in GOP 2016 class. This is from Washington, D.C. It says, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney called for the immediate removal of the Confederate battle flag outside the South Carolina State House, scrambling the 2016 Republican presidential contenders into staking a position on a contentious cultural issue. Some still steered clear from the Senate's sensitive debate even after the shooting deaths of 9 people in a historic African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina, further exposed the wry motions about flying the flag. As many see the Confederate flag as, quote, a symbol of racial hatred, the GOP's 2012 presidential nominee tweeted on Saturday. He says, remove it now to honor hashtag Charleston victims. So far, most of the Republican Party's leading 2016 presidential contenders have been silent on flying the stars and bars. Yes, I know. I mean, 150 years later, after the Civil War has been over, it's still a sensitive subject. You know me. I mean, I'm like, look, the South lost, and you don't get to fly your flag when you lose. I mean, Germany lost World War II. They don't get to fly their swastika anymore, so they don't get to fly it. So if you lose the war, you don't get to fly a flag. You don't get a holiday. You get nothing, basically. I mean, it's not like the Final Four. I mean, war is war, you know. Just saying. Just really, really, I mean, it's sad we have to go through this. It shouldn't even be an issue. According to some local news, there's 4 new suspects wanted in Wings Cafe shooting. It says the Bibb County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in finding 4 more suspects wanted in connection to December's shooting at Wings Cafe. The following information is provided by the Bibb County Sheriff's Office. Tavares Antoine Coney is 30 years old, is from Macon, wanted for felony murder, malice murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon in violation of the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act. Coney is a black male, 6 feet in height, and weighs approximately 178 pounds. Master John Henry Brown is 24 years old, is from Macon, wanted for aggravated assault and violation of the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act. Brown is also a black male, 5'7" in height, and weighs approximately 130 pounds. Derek Montez Taylor is 29 years old, is from Macon, and he's 5'11" in height, weighs 145 pounds. And Shavius Antoine Balcom, 26 years old, is also from Macon, wanted for aggravated assault and violation of the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act. He's a black male, 5'5" in height, and weighs 135 pounds. Anyone with information should call the Macon Regional Crime Stoppers at 1-877-68-CRIME. That's 1-877-68-CRIME. And that's pretty much all I have. Well, except for one thing. Well, I'll probably have to wait for next weekend to talk about it. It's the Topisofsky Water Park that's getting ready to have its opening on July the 3rd. July the 3rd. It's basically that the latest promised deadline to open Sandy Beach Water Park at Lake Topisofsky is less than 2 weeks away, but delays have marred its opening. And this is from David Johnson from WGXA. It says, developer Jeff Franklin announced that he plans to open the park on July 3rd. With a major heat wave gripping central Georgia, some families said it can't open fast enough. And Carol Henley, while relaxing with the daughter in Claystone Beach, says that the kids are excited with it still being closed. Everybody's like, when is it going to open? Is it going to open before summer? So I think a lot of people are just ready for it to open, I'm sure, especially in this weather. So the developers broke ground on the 10-acre park on January 2015, early this year, and back in January, and it was originally scheduled to open on May 15th, but rain caused construction delays that pushed the date back. The opening was rescheduled for June 30th, but the developer, Jeff Franklin, said the park will now open July 3rd for the big July 4th holiday weekend. People are excited about the park opening, but disappointed that the opening date has been pushed back. Franklin says that when the park opens, there will be lots of fun activities for the entire family. Well, we hope that it does well and it's successful. I'll probably definitely check it out myself because, well, you know, I have some nieces and nephews. I know they'll have a wonderful time, especially my youngest niece, Chloe. She's going to have a wonderful time. And my youngest nephew, even though he's like 4 months old, he's not big enough to enjoy the beach. But maybe in a couple of years, he'll probably might enjoy it, at least be able to sit and look at the waves or something like that. But that's all the time that I have for this weekend. That's pretty much a close for this big three-day weekend for this weekend. Be sure to take care and listen to us. Be sure to listen to us on our regular scheduled broadcast times, unless otherwise noted. We're usually at Friday evenings at 5 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. If you want to advertise with us, just give me a call at 478-731-1926 or give Marvella Ivory a call at 478-228-3715. Or you can tweet me at dbarrett478 or you can email us at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. Thank you for everyone who are listening to us, and thank you to enjoying yourselves this Father's Day weekend. I hope everyone here listening have a wonderful Father's Day and have a wonderful first day of summer. Keep yourselves cool. Keep your bottled waters available at arm's length at all times, and your air conditioners if you have one. Definitely stay close to it. And those who have their fathers, please cherish them. And if you are a dad, please appreciate your time being with one. Yes, I'm not a father. I'm an uncle of five nieces and nephews. I pray that if it's in my will, if it's in God's will that I become a father and a husband and father, then I will definitely appreciate that the experience. It's a wonderful thing. It's kind of hard to think about Father's Day and not be emotional about it. My dad passed away 6 years ago. It'll be 6 years next July 24th, as a matter of fact. And I don't want to say it doesn't get easy year after year, but it does. It does make you think, though. It makes me wonder, you know, if I do become a husband and a father, it makes you want to ask that question, what would my dad do in this particular situation? And I just hope I do my family proud. I pray that if I do become a husband and father, I'll be at least, because I don't want to, you know, give myself low expectations, but I hope I'll be just as good of a dad to my children as my dad was to me and my sister, and a good husband to my wife as my dad was to his wife, my mom, me and my sister's mom. And before I start sobbing, I'm going to go ahead and close the show and have me a nice little salad, cool myself off in nice water. Keep myself hydrated. I hope you all do the same. To all the people in Putnam County, all the other counties that have thunderstorms right now, please stay safe. I just want to end this show on a very good note and dedicate it to my father and grandfather. This is the duo. This is the father-son duo of Eddie LeVert and Joe Levert singing their cover of Bette Midler's classic song from Beaches, Wind Beneath My Wings. Have a marvelous Sunday, a marvelous Father's Day, everyone, and we'll see you next weekend. Take care.
I've been told that in myself, we'll never have the night or the day. You were content to let me shine. You always thought that be kind. I was the one who
marvelous Friday, excuse me. Have a marvelous Father's Day, everyone. It's the D-Man. We'll see you next weekend. Take care.